Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Good morning, it's Friday the 17th of September. Happy Friday, I'm Shane Beattie.
And I'm Ben Finnegan, and this is First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
On this morning's edition, two due in court over Lira McKee's killing.
The M50 to see changing speed limits.
It may work, it may not work, it will have to be used properly, but there's certainly every reason why it should be tried.
And some Danish prisoners not allowed relationships.
And first up this morning, two men have been charged with the murder of journalist Lira McKee. Our reporter Casey O'Riordan is here to tell us more. Casey, maybe you'll start by reminding us of the circumstances of this case.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. So on the 18th of April in 2019, riots broke out in the Craigan area of Derry City. Petrol bombs were being thrown, vehicles were burnt out, and a gunman fired up to 12 shots towards police officers. 29-year-old Lira McKee happened to be standing near a police vehicle and was shot in the head. Now, police immediately rushed her to hospital, but unfortunately, as we know, she didn't survive.
And now there's been a significant development in the police investigation overnight. What can you tell us?
So two men aged 21 and 33 have been charged with Lira's murder. They're also charged with possession of a gun and bullets, intent to endanger life, riot, as well as possession of petrol bombs and the throwing of petrol bombs. The 33-year-old man is also charged with robbery offences. Now, a third man, in his 20s, has also been charged in relation to rioting, as well as with possession of throwing petrol bombs. Now, the three are due to appear at Derry Magistrates Court via video link this morning. The men were arrested on Wednesday as part of the investigation into Miss McKee's murder, and a fourth man who was arrested at the same time, a 19-year-old, has been released with a report being requested by the Public Prosecution Service.
Casey Reardon, thank you for joining us this morning on First Up.
Details of new variable speed limits on Dublin's M50 will be announced this morning. The new measures will see speed limits change depending on road conditions in a bid to reduce congestion and the number of accidents. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Variable speed limits on the M50 have long been discussed, and more details of how exactly they'll work will be released today. It will allow the speed limit on the motorway to be reduced along certain sections according to traffic or weather conditions. It's expected traffic could be reduced from 100 kilometres an hour to 80 or 60 for stretches, with the limit displayed on overhead notice boards. Limits could go as low as 40 kilometres an hour around accidents, for example. Transport Infrastructure Ireland has said it's hoped the measures will reduce the stop-start nature of traffic on the M50 and ease congestion, leading to fewer rear-end collisions. A bill to give legal power to the variable speed limits is still making its way through the Oireachtas after being considered for pre-legislative scrutiny over the summer. If successful, the provision of variable speed limits could be extended to other motorways across the country.
One of Ireland's largest teachers' unions says it's too soon to change the rules for children who are close contacts of a confirmed COVID-19 case. Yesterday, NPHET indicated the current requirement for children to be tested and to restrict their movements may cease at the end of this month. At present, over 10,000 children are absent from Irish schools after being designated close contacts. John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO, says there's still a risk of in-school transmission.
What we feel about it is that really any change that was being mooted should happen after Halloween, that we would get a chance to get proper test scores from the testing being done, and that they would be reviewed after a number of weeks. And at that point, if it was obvious that there was no in-school transmission, that then we might be in a better place as society reopened after the 22nd of October.
Now, Fianna Fáil TD Niamh Smith is calling for the remaining maternity restrictions to be lifted to pre-pandemic access for one partner. Her calls come following a cross-party meeting with a lobby group called Better Maternity Care, which asked the Health Minister to intervene on the matter. And Niamh Smith joins us now on First Up. Good morning, Niamh. So you had this cross-party meeting yesterday. What came out of it?
Good morning, Shane, and thank you very much for having me on. Just to acknowledge that the meeting was organised by Senator Regina Doherty, and I suppose it was women who have had the experience, the real life experience of coming through maternity care in various hospitals across the country. There's a number of women involved in the campaign during the pandemic, and sadly some of them are there for the second time going through what they would describe as the horrific experience it has become for women because of the really draconian restrictions that have been in place and remain in place in a lot of hospitals, despite good vaccination rollout, despite the government saying it's not the will of the government to see these restrictions still in place, the real life experience is they are.
And your call now is for everything to go back to the way things were before we ever had the pandemic.
Well, I suppose things may have been a little bit looser even than that pre-pandemic, but what we are asking is that at the very, very least, that one partner would be allowed with women on their maternity journey. I mean, the facts are that almost 96,000 births have happened since the pandemic of the beginning of it. Sadly, 25% of women have experienced pregnancy loss. And all of these women are seeing such, I suppose, hypocrisies in some of the rules that are in place. And I'll give you an example, Shane. Mm. A woman talking about who knew she was experiencing a miscarriage, who was asked to go for a scan, and she was not allowed to have anybody with her. Her husband came in and sat with her while she had the scan done. He had then to go back out to the car park, and while she was waiting on the results, which she really felt and knew herself it was a pregnancy loss, she had to wait alone for those results while her husband was out in the car park. And I suppose what has really driven women crazy is to see how the Rotund in particular allowed a camera crew in while their husbands or partners have not been allowed into the last 19 months.
Okay, Fianna Fáil TD Niamh Smith, thanks for joining us on First Up.
The President, Michael D. Higgins, will meet the Pope in Rome today. Well, the DUP is calling for an answer on why he won't attend a church service commemorating the centenary of Northern Ireland and partition. A mass is being held in Armagh next month by the main religious leaders, with the UK's Queen to attend. But the President has said he's not in a position to be there. While in Italy, President Higgins has already met with the Italian President and today is expected to discuss economic changes needed post-COVID and the future of Europe with the Pope.
And Denmark is to ban prisoners who are serving life sentences from entering into new romantic relationships. Under a new bill introduced by the government there, inmates will also be limited in their contact with loved ones for the first 10 years. The Danish Justice Minister claims the new rules will curb the rise of groupies around criminals. He says there's been a number of distasteful examples of inmates who committed vicious crimes being contacted by young women.
And that is First Up for this Friday, September 17th. I'm Ben Finnegan.
I'm Shane Beattie. Please start your day with us again here on Monday.
In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Talk Monday.
Goodbye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.